Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I do for you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had a charge that was charged on my debit card to this company, and I had called and told them that it was a fraudulent charge, and I've had to replace my debit card and stop all charges and everything. But I do see I had a confirmation number to where they closed the account, but what happened was the charge was pending, but it went through. So I'm not seeing a refund to my debit card, which now it's a different number, so we may have to put it in as a different number. But anyway, I'm not seeing where it was taken off that account.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
38047.
Okay, and thank you for that. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to today?
Kelly Epperson.
Okay, give me one second. You said 38047?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you spell your last name for me, please?
Epperson, E-P-P-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay, can you verify the shipping, their address? It wasn't the same zip code.
Okay, the shipping address would have been 55 Key, K-E-Y Street, and that was in Dyersburg, Tennessee, 38024.
Okay, that's the zip code we have on file. So
okay.
You said you called previously, the account was canceled, and you said you wanted a refund?
Yeah, the confirmation number they gave me, I don't know if you see that.
I do. We all have the same. It's the same number. Now, you did mention that you wanted the refund, and you said they were going to issue you the refund?
Well, they were supposed to have canceled the charge on that debit card. That was the, like I said, all I know is I got like a fraud alert on my cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and it said, did you try to purchase, blah, 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 and it was like $59.89, and I said no, so I was advised to call my bank, so I called my bank, and they blocked that debit card, and then I had to go and apply for a new debit card because I'm like, somebody has gotten my information, because at that time I didn't attempt to make that charge or anything.
Okay, so when they were going to issue you the refund and you did switch your card through the system, we only give you the refund through the card that's on file. So give me one second.
Okay. That's what I wondered. I thought, well, when I canceled that card, they might not have any way of doing a refund.
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just talking to my supervisor.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I'm getting that refund to you now for the $59.89. I just put it in. It'll be back in your account 3 to 5 business days. And give me 1 second while I get you your cancellation number.
Okay. Is that going through just like on my bank account instead of a debit card?
It'll be back. Well, it'll just be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. It's the same account that's on file that it was charged from. It's the same one. I don't know if it's the same card, but it's the same account.
Oh, okay.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I do have your refund given to you. And did you already receive a confirmation code? I mean, a cancellation code?
I got where the account was closed code. Will this be the same?
Yes, it's the same one.
Okay.
Okay.
It was like C92078306.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.